You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we continue our mission to help first responders, police officers. And I am focused today on an effort called Cater to Cops, and it was organized, it was founded by Chief Randy Stroop, and I'm glad to have him on the line with me as we try to be supportive of those law enforcement families. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Randy Stroop.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
You were a chief of police at a couple of different places. How long was your law enforcement career?
Well, it started in 01, and I worked with Elk City PD for about 19 years. And Cater to Cops has been a work in progress for several, probably 5-6 years. And we were getting out of law enforcement because, we just kind of had enough. We're going to do our side business and, make a little extra money and be happier, more family time. And so we got out of law enforcement, and second day in the self-employment, little town of Jackson's Gap called and says, hey, we come interview for the chief. Well, we went out there and, again, just interviewed, said a prayer when we left. God opens the door, no questions asked. Well, the door opened, And so we were right back in law enforcement. And so we're really thinking, you know, what's the purpose here? And because, you know, we did a lot of praying, thinking, you know, God wanted us to go the route we were going. So we're back in it. We're working a lot of hours. You know, in a small town, you're not only the chief, but you're everything all the way to patrol. And not a lot of time for our side business. But it opened some doors that we couldn't open with Cater to Cops. It put me at a different level. And so as those doors started opening, we really began to see why God put us back in law enforcement. And so as that ball kept rolling and rolling, we hosted our first family, I believe it was October of last year. So as we're coming up on that, we knew something had to give. We could take a week off every month. And we just gave up law enforcement after 21 and a half years. We walked away.
What were you seeing, Chief Stroop, that caused you to want to start an organization like Cater to Cops?
Well, you know, early in the career, you know, most of your career, you're told suck it up and deal with it. Well, that's good to, you know, finish a mission, complete a job. But after 5, 10, 15, 20 years of sucking it up and deal with it, there's consequences that come with that. That's why we're triple suicide, PTSD, anxiety, depression, alcoholism, drug abuse, divorce. Hence one reason I married my first wife twice. I've gone down some dark roads myself. And when you finally realize that this is not a road that you go alone, why aren't we talking about it? If we know these stats are the way they are, why aren't we trying to help each other, you know, work through these and make it a little easier for the younger guys coming up? So that's where my passion has really shifted from helping the public to helping us live a little longer, helping us, you know, get out of these ruts a little easier. You're not in there because you're going to have the highs, you're going to have the lows. But instead of it being a big roller coaster ride, why can't it be more like, you know, a kiddie ride? You know, you still going to get the highs and lows, but just not the drastic inclines and declines.
Well, Chief, I was one of those officers who felt pretty alone. I realized that there weren't many officers who would share their own personal difficulties and challenges. It was the type of line of work where a person, if they said something, their thinking might be that they might lose their job. And I was one of those guys who at some points wanted to take my own life, even as a law enforcement officer, some of the things that I carried with me, and it was really difficult. And now that I have seen so many other officers and been able to talk to them in a different way, I've come to realize that I wasn't nearly as alone as I thought I was. It was just that those around me weren't speaking up.
Yes. You know, because we're scared that, you know, the alpha types that we need a little help from time to time. You're scared of, you know, are you going to look weak? Or even, you know, let's call it for what it is, being blackballed in your department. So all those are on your mind, but once you get past that, it took me several years to realize, okay, Randy, I may have a little issue. And then it took me a little time, you know, to start going to counseling. And the first time I went to counseling, I mean, I drove by. Because everybody knows, you know, the parking lot you pull up in. But I really thought they're going to lay me on the couch, show me pictures, and I'm really going to lose my mind in here. But that's the furthest thing from it. It's actually just a little talking, and it really does help. So I'm very, very pro. From time to time, it's okay to talk. The ALEAS program, what Dr. Paul, Keith Carpenter, Will Glover, the chaplain, John Gallus, what they're doing with the Alabama Law Enforcement Alliance of Peer Support, that's tremendous. It's huge. So I'm a big supporter of them. I wish I knew about their program years ago. I got to go through it last year. And so I'm just, you know, huge supporter of what they're doing. And we kind of, I'm not going to say compliment each other, but, you know, they help the officers, you know, through their peer support team and training peer supporters. And we kind of get some locations where people can come and relax. So it kind of works hand in hand. And so we're very grateful that ALEAS has, you know, partnered with us and really like what we're doing, support us just as much as we support them and partner with them. So it's God's work this last year. It's been incredible. So, but we're just looking to see where this is going to go and just, you know, how many people we can help. The original plan, we were going to buy a little lake lot, put it, you know, two little cabins, run this ourselves, help one family a month. well, we can't afford any of that. The prices are through the roof. And but one of our host locations is Children's Harbor. One of our host locations is Cass Ministries. Through Big Fish Realty Group here at Lake Martin, we have 10 private lake homes donated to us because they manage some VRBOs. They like what we're doing. They sent our mission statement out, and they had 10 owners that said, hey, we'll donate a week. So going from just possibly helping one, we can bring in up to 4 a week per, you know, once a month. So it's just insane how God's opening doors and putting paths where they need to be. And if I try to thank or mention everybody that's had a part just in this last year, I'd probably leave them out because there's so many people. So that's just kind of where our passion has shifted to and what we do. And, you know, not many people will leave 21 and a half years to start all over, you know, less than 4 years from full retirement. But that was God's plan. That's what we're doing. You know, we are blessed to have our side business now become our full-time business, and we're just going to keep working.
Well, Chief, I went through Police Academy in Selma, Alabama back in 2000. I was class of 110. And as you know, there are some bonds that are created very quickly within the law enforcement community. These are your brothers and sisters, and you depend on each other out there. When you think about the 21 years that you served and you think about the bonds that you created over the years with law enforcement officers, and you think about the statistics where law enforcement officers die by committing suicide twice as much as the comparison of dying while on the job, how does that make you feel when you think about those that you've served with are either struggling or have ended the struggle by suicide?
Well, it's just difficult when you know people that have, you know, gone to the end of the ropes and the ones that are still struggling in the ruts now. But again, I guess to open yourself up to really look at some things, you can't see it in others. It's just difficult. That's not, like I said, that's why we kind of shifted our passion from wanting to help the public to helping us. Because when we're better with ourselves, we're better spouses. We're better to our families. We're better to our employers, our employees, and ultimately the community. So I really hope that, you know, we're starting to see a big upswing in officer wellness because it's desperately needed. And it has been for years. I talked with several retirees and told them about the A-Leagues class, and every one of them said the exact same thing. I wish I had that 30 years ago. I'd be better off in my head than I am now. And that just speaks volumes. And so hopefully, you know, as some of the older mindset of suck it up and deal with it, you know, hopefully we'll start seeing more of that phase out and, you know, be more open to helping a little bit. And I think we're starting to see a lot more of that go on, especially around our area. And so we just kind of hope it just continues because we you know, there's no doubt we need a little help from time to time.
While police officers cater to their community's needs and deal with their department's issues, maintain some semblance of family life and struggle with society's depiction of their role, Cater to Cops asks, who seeks to cater to them? Right now, we're talking to Chief Randy Stroop. He is the founder of Cater to Cops, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. We talk about the mission, the need, and how you can help when it comes to Cater to Cops. These are those who serve our communities. They protect us, and they need to be at their very best when they do that. And when it comes to mental, physical, spiritual, if there are things that we can do as a community, we need to dive in and try to help because we will eventually need what they have to offer, the men and women who make those sacrifices and serve their communities so well. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Today, we are focusing on a very special effort to support our law enforcement officers. It's called Cater to Cops, and Chief Randy Stroop is the founder, and we've been talking to Chief about this effort, and it's come a long way. He's worked very hard to get it established. He had some things that he hoped would happen, and he's had some things that maybe he didn't imagine would happen, and it is coming together for Chief to help these officers and be supportive of those that he has worked around in the past, those he's made connections with, and then beyond that, those in the law enforcement community who just need a break. Chief Stroop, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about this break.
And that's, you know, a lot of times in law enforcement, we don't have the opportunities to have a whole lot of rewards and the good things that come just because of the nature of what we do. But when you do get them, they are appreciated and grateful. And of course, you know, all departments are hurting for money. There's no question about it. And that's one reason that we will not charge an officer nor a department to attend our retreats. So, because again, I've always said if they had extra money, I'm sure they need equipment or training.
Yes.
And of course, raises, but we all know that that's tough to get. So, That's just kind of, you know, training's good, get away and relax and meet more people. And that's one thing that we're blessed to be able to bring in up to four officers and their families is it could be officers all across the state that when they get here, they'll connect. You know, they may make a little, you know, connection there and keep in touch down the road. You see spouses connect. You see children connect. And so it's just kind of good to see how this is slowly coming together and working and working in more ways than we really thought it would. And looking forward to seeing, you know, what the future is going to hold.
And Chief, when we talk about the spouse side of things, I have since I started the show, realized there are more and more spouses who say, well, my husband or wife won't talk to me about what they're going through. They keep it inside. And maybe these opportunities like Cater to Cops and having a place to go, a retreat, will allow them to get comfortable and be more comfortable about sharing what they're feeling, what they're thinking. I don't know. Each person's different, but it is an opportunity maybe to open up that line of communication. I know when I was serving, I didn't say a whole lot to my spouse about what happened on the job. There just wasn't any reason to share that, I felt like, and her life was different than mine, and I had to go out and respond to things that she didn't have to be a part of, and I felt like I was bringing the job into the house when I talked about what I was going through. And so I just didn't. I kept it to myself, and I would go back to my job and come back home, eat supper or breakfast, whichever shift I was working, and wouldn't say a whole lot about that. So there wasn't a lot I could talk about because that was my life. Law enforcement was my life.
Well, man, it does make it tough. And then it's so funny you bring that up, because some of the spouses comment, so, you know, they realize they're not the only ones that go through this, but it's a very common trend. But, you know, a lot of times they don't understand that and realize it, but, you know, they can make connections with other spouses and keep in touch down the road. So that does work out and help out. But unfortunately, it's always not easy to talk about this, especially with your spouse. And I'll be honest with you, I've tried to explain things to her, and it just seems like within 5 minutes, no, we're done.
Yes.
We really can't talk anymore.
Yes.
Because we're just not on the same wavelength. And so it makes it very, very difficult to even try to do it, to get it off. But that's where, you know, peer support, that's cops helping cops. You know, we've been there. Most of us been there, done that to some extent, and understand overall some of the pressures. Counselors, you know, getting a good counselor that supports law enforcement is a huge help. We have three really good ones tied on with us that are willing to donate their time if and when it's needed. But Dr. Margie Taylor, she's from the Lake Martin area. She works with a lot of law enforcement around here. We have Angelia Thompson, that's out of the Oxford-Anniston area. She works with a lot of law enforcement up there. Annalisa Stroop, which is in the Birmingham area, works with law enforcement, you know, that area of Tuscaloosa. So we have three really good ones that can help out, because there's some departments that have never looked into this, and they've kind of reached out to us before and say, hey, how does this work? And we'll just try to help them and vet them, because, you know, you talk to the wrong counselor. I mean, I could go in there and and somebody that doesn't understand law enforcement, we all know they're going to get really shocked really quick if they really want us to open up. And so it's very important, like I said, to find the ones that understand first responders, because we are definitely a little unique and a little different. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Chief Anjali has been on my show a couple of times, and she is very much aware of law enforcement issues. She's married to a police officer from Oxford,
yeah.
And she has gone through extensive training when it comes to how to communicate with first responders and get to the root of the problem.
Yes, and the first time we talked, I mean, she was just very, very, you know, loved the idea, very supportive. First things out of her mouth is, I'd love to volunteer and help out. So it's like right off the bat. So it's just great that we have those people out there that's willing to not only do it as their job, but get back and help where it's needed. And of course, when that time comes, we won't have the money to pay it, because, you know, it does cost. We understand. Now, our nonprofit status has finally come through, and so we're opening our doors to the fundraising side of it. And we hosted our first fundraising benefit just a couple weeks ago. And one of our guest speakers was the Attorney General, Steve Marshall. He took time to come spend the evening with us. Heath Carpenter, lead instructor with ALEAPS, he came up there and spoke with us. And it was just great to see that there's truly a lot of support in this area. But it's kind of like, you know, connecting dots, getting people together and getting the resources out there to all kind of piggyback off each other and help each other. So that's kind of, you're slowly seeing it all come together.
And Chief, you have opportunities for those who are listening that may or may not be involved in law enforcement, that they can support this effort so they can support the men and women who serve our communities every day, and they can join Cater to Cops and donate, and corporate partnerships are even available as part of this effort.
Yes, that's definitely something that, you know, we're looking for down the road. We're 100% give back nonprofit, so that's very important to us. And but yes, they can go to our website, catertocops.org, learn some information. They can follow some things on Facebook. I mean, Coca-Cola today was generously donated some drinks to us. And so, again, you know, just any expense, you know, cutting that down, we're very grateful for. And but we're just going to kind of slowly keep moving forward. And there's been others that contributed and helped out to us. That one just happened to be today. but it's just there's a ton of support for law enforcement. They just don't blast it all over the media, Facebook, social media, everything. But there's really an overwhelming amount of support. I've actually been very, very shocked just within this last year of getting this out there. And so it's just hard for me to believe that there's not going to be more momentum and more support come as we grow.
Well, and being a former police officer myself, it's near and dear to my heart. So through my show, you're going to hear more about these types of efforts than maybe you might hear from other areas, you know, people who haven't been in law enforcement, because I realize what that job is like. And I realize those who are out there serving, some of the experiences they may be going through, because that was my experience. And I appreciate the fact, Chief, that you decided that you wanted to take this step forward and to offer this support to those who serve. And I know it's going to make a difference. And I hope that this show will bring huge awareness to your effort, Cater to Cops, and that people will support this effort moving forward and understand that it is very important that our men and women of law enforcement are treated in a way that they can relax and be able to come back and do the job the best they can.
I know I keep saying Cater to Cops, but we have opened our doors to all first responders. So, you know, firemen, and yes, people, some departments have asked about dispatchers. Absolutely.
Excellent.
So we're not going to turn anybody down. And people ask, you know, what's the criteria to get there? There's not a reason I can think of that I'd tell a chief no. Of course, our priorities would be the more urgent traumatic events that have recently gone on. But if there's departments that want to reward Officer of the Year, that's fine. We'll accept it. So our doors are completely open for departments to basically give back to their officers, you know, give them a break. And so that's really what we're all about, letting them unwind, decompress, and relax free of charge.
Excellent. And again, I want people to go to catertocops.org. That's C-A-T-E-R, the number 2, C-O-P-S.org. They can follow on Facebook. If they go to the website, they can subscribe to the newsletter and also connect with Facebook. They can donate as well through the website, catertocops.org. And then also, Chief, I believe that you've made your number available along with Don Stroop if people would like to contact you and get more information about Cater to Cops.
Yes, absolutely. Even if they just need to talk, you know, they can call me. I'll tell you, I've had that. Getting out of law enforcement, I've had more people reach out to me now that I'm not affiliated with any department. And it's just kind of overwhelming that, you know, there's a lot out there that just need to know that it's okay. You know, it's okay to talk a little bit. And they're not the only ones that have these thoughts.
All right, folks, go to Cater to Cops. If you are a law enforcement officer, first responder, I want you to go to Cater to Cops and find out all the information about this special effort, support this nonprofit organization. And Chief Randy Stroop, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this effort. And I'm glad that I could use the Mark White Show to help give you guys a voice.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing folks like Chief Randy Stroop and his effort, Cater to Cops. And if this show is an encouragement to you, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special.
Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.